Yeah, and then what about that man or woman in the audience today who just can't forgive herself or himself?
Well, sometimes it's because there's an emotional wound. I mean, there is an emotional wound. It's not just a spiritual thing. There's a spiritual part. God forgives, you know, when we repent. And repentance includes that we want to change our life. We're not continuing to do the same thing. We're turning ourselves back to God, to do His will. So good confession, you know, in the firm purpose of amendment, not continuing any of our mortal sins, is very important. Forgiving ourselves, it's because there's the emotional dimension of it. There's the broken relationship. There's that knowledge that there should be a child here and there's not. And I was involved, or I was part of it, or I made the choice. And so there needs to be healing of that emotionally. That's where something like Rachel's Vineyard is very, very good, because it deals directly with the emotional as well as the spiritual, but the emotional woundedness. Some things we can't just talk our way through it very well. Some things we need to be in an experiential type setting where we're actually entering into something and all of our senses are being involved. And that's what Rachel's Vineyard does. It puts us in with a group of people who love us, accept us, do not judge us based on what we did. Almost everybody there is there for the exact same reason. And the people who did not have an abortion are there because God called them into the ministry to reach out, but they've received healing in other ways. So they're there to help us, and it focuses on Jesus and helps us just to begin to open our hearts more and more to Him, and to ask for that ability to forgive ourselves, the ability to let it go and no longer let ourselves live in the past, but begin to live in the present, which is where God wants us to be.
Yeah.